Talking about the technical blueprint for generating big profits, trading futures indices in the first 2 hours of the New York trading session. So just as a side note, I don't only trade the futures indices, I also trade gold and oil, agriculture products, bonds, et cetera, et cetera. But for today's presentation, I decided to narrow it down to futures indices because this is my primary attention in the first 2 hours of the New York trading session. And this is my focus. This is what I do every single day. And in fact, in here, you can see that I do have my trading station. This is, in fact, my trading station. All right. For those of you that don't know me and are new to today's presentation, my name is Anka Metcalf, and I'm the CEO and founder of TradeOutLoud.com. I have been trading the markets for a very long, long time, for over 20 plus years. For the last 16 years, I've been a professional independent trader that is focused on equities and futures. I day trade futures primarily in the first 2 hours of the New York trading session, and I'm going to share with you why I selected that timing. And I also swing trade futures, and I swing trade and actively invest in the equities market. Prior to becoming a professional independent trader, I come with 10 plus years in investment banking. I'm also the founder and CEO of TradeOutLoud.com, which is a trading education firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade, swing trade, and actively invest in the futures and the equities market. I'm also the designer of an institutional proprietary trading system that is based on price support and resistance, specific trigger times throughout the trading session. And just to let you know, there are three primary trigger times that happen in the first 2 hours in the morning. So if you have been trading for a while, and if you have been ignoring the certain market tempo, and if you have been placing trades at the wrong time of the day, that is the primary reason for stopping out of trades. Also, specific price zones. There are four specific price zones on charts that react primarily in the indices that are prone to buying pressure, to selling pressure, or to take profits of pressure, target area pressure. Also, chart synchronicity. Not all charts, because we're referring mainly to indices today, not all charts are created equal because they all have different components. So, for instance, if you're focusing on trading, let's say, the Russell on one specific day, or if you want to specialize in trading one index, let's say the Russell, remember that at a certain day, and especially now that we're full throttle earnings season, we're going to get a lot of volume and influx and price action from stocks. So if a stock like Apple or Amazon or Microsoft, that Microsoft and Amazon, they're going to be reporting this upcoming week, when they report earnings, you're going to see that that specific index is going to have a much higher chance of volatility and, of course, follow through price action. I also follow a strict set of trading rules that enables myself and my traders to identify trades with ease. And I also use a 10-point scoring system to identify trades. So it's sort of like a checklist. I go through the checklist and identify where the price is trading in relation to my plan and to my scheme on the chart. And I determine whether I need to enter, whether I need to wait, or I'm just going to pass on the trade. And most of the time, 90% of my time in front of the market is basically 90% of the time is waiting for a trade, and 10% is execution, where I'm very involved into the trading process. If you want to get a hold of me, our website is tradeoutloud.com, and you can find us on social media at the TradeOutLoud handle. Our agenda for today is basically going to be focused on futures trading. I'm also going to reserve about 5 minutes at the end of the presentation for Q&A, depends on how much time we have. And if you have any specific questions, and let's say in relation to the direction of the market, where do I see the market next week, et cetera, et cetera. So if we have the time at the end of the presentation, you could actually ask me, or you can send me an email at info@tradeoutloud.com. So today is going to be all about futures, mostly about futures indices. I'm also going to be talking a little bit about day trading and swing trading timeframes and the difference between the two styles of trading, because they're both extremely profitable. And although I am a really, really focused day trader, I sometimes like to zoom out to swing trading timeframes, and I love to swing trade because it is more of a laid back approach to trading, and you're trading much heftier areas of support and resistance on charts from higher timeframes, and this allows you not to have as many stops. But of course, it comes with a little bit of cost because the risk levels are a little bit wider than for day trading. But guess what? Problem solved. Swing trading was not accessible for small account holders because the stops were relatively wide. But now we have the CME that have issued this year the micro and minis. And those are amazing to start swing trading. So you could definitely position size to your risk tolerance and your risk account level. I'm also going to be talking about risk to reward, and of course about position sizing and why position sizing can make or break your account. Because there's that specific notion that, let's say if you have a $10,000 account, you could start trading a standard size of two contracts, which is totally false. All right, so guys, how many of you guys in here are active day traders? Please type a 1 in the chat box. I want to know my people here, those of you that are active into the day trading arena. So if you can please type a 1 if you're an active day trader. Eva, Glenn, okay, come on, everybody. All right, I know it's late. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that I'm the last trader here presenting. All right, so I see that there are a lot of day traders in here. So how many of you guys in here also trade stocks? Type a 2 if you're a trader that also trades stocks. Because so, Ron, awesome, you guys have the upper hand because you have a good understanding of how the stock market works. And then again, you apply that to your, you apply that stock knowledge, that influential knowledge to your day trading or swing trading, career. All right, so why are we all here, guys? Well, I know that I have made the shift to full-time trading, like I said, 16 years ago. I have been working in investment banking for a very long time. Then I worked for a private investment company where we had really high net worth clients, and I mean really, really high net worth clients. Most of them were physicians and from physicians up. And we were very focused on making them money. So I kind of realized that, you know what, I was doing that all that work and presentations and so on and so forth, you know, and I was running around, you know, and trying to make money for other people. So I decided, you know what, I think it's time that I make money for myself. The one thing that I didn't like about my job was the commute. Other than that, I was in the finance world. I could tell you I'm a Gemini and my ruling planet is Mercury. So I love to have the money flowing in and out. And this was the perfect career choice for me, the financial industry. But I was not very happy with the fact that I had to commute about an hour and a half to go to work and about an hour and a half to get back. And I was working long hours. And that took a lot of time from spending time with my family and, of course, dedicated time to me, right? A little bit of me time does not hurt. So not only is the money factor, but it's also that financial independence component. And trust me, it wasn't easy because you're basically giving up a relatively safe salary to switch to a self-employment of a state, right? So one of the reasons why I loved, and by the way, right now I'm in Detroit, Michigan, but about 3.5 years ago, I realized my dream that was, I had like this 10, 15 years ago, I had this dream that, hey, you know what? I want a second house in Boca Raton, Florida. I didn't want it anywhere else. I just love Boca Raton. And I had my dream came true. So I was able, just before I launched this futures course, I decided to move to Florida. So it was the best decision I've ever made. Well, now we own a house there and it is fantastic. I love it. I can escape the winter time, and we're actually thinking about moving to Florida full time because it's so beautiful there. So why is that we need the money for? We need the money not for our financial independence, but we want to pay our mortgage off. We want to pay our credit cards off. We want to pay our student loans, take more vacation, and of course, having more me time and more you time. So just want to jump into this study really quick. Did you guys know how much money you need to retire? And I was a little frightened when I saw this survey. Well, investors feel that they need about $2.5 million in retirement to maintain their lifestyle, according to a Legg Mason survey. But guess what? That is about $2.2 million more than the average balance of $385,000 those investors actually had in their 401ks, IRAs, or similar retirement plan. Yikes, right? So there's something that if we put our minds to, and again, trading is something where we can actually apply and try to grow our nest egg. One of the reasons why a lot of money is flowing into the stock market, into the futures market, is because, well, let's face it, the real estate market is kind of bubbly again. So traders feel, individuals feel that it is a great investment to make still into the market, to get back into the market. And again, as day traders and as swing traders or active investor, well, if you're an active investor, obviously, if you have a retirement account with one of the brokers, you could actually, you're only gonna look to go long, but you could trade inverse ETFs, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're a day trader or a swing trader, and if you have even if you have a brokerage account, you could go short and participate in the market fear and make money even faster than you were than you invest to the long side. So one of the reasons why I love the fourth quarter is that the fourth quarter is the most powerful quarter of the year. It has definitely the market volume increases. The market volume goes above and beyond. You're going to see volume that you have not seen in the first quarter, second quarter, or third quarter. It is powered by earnings, especially in the first 6 to 7 weeks. And you're going to get that big push or pull from the results, from earnings. And this is true fundamental movement. Other than economic releases, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, and other than tweets or other types of manipulations into the market. We also have, and Jim mentioned before, we have the FOMC meeting coming up on October 30th. And next week, we have the ECB meeting. These are huge market movers. Then we have cornucopia trading. What is cornucopia trading? A lot of traders are thinking, hey, you know what? Thanksgiving, or, it's Christmas. My money should not be working for me. Wrong. Because this is the time where the market makes the biggest move. So I call it cornucopia trading. Right after Thanksgiving, there is going to be quite enough volume in the market for the market to start feeling a little optimistic. And usually on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, there's really nice good volume, and there are really big moves that happen in the market. Then not only that, but Santa rally. So remember last year we had the meltdown, and I have a chart right here. And this is December. We peaked right here with the doji above the 50 SMA. And don't worry about these wiggly lines on my chart, because I'm going to fully disclose what they are. So we had a doji here beginning of December, and then the market started to break down. Finally, the bigger breakdown below 26,000 in the mini S&P and in the SPX, which resulted in a meltdown that lasted for a few days right now. A lot of traders were on vacation, and they said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to have my money work for me because I'm a little bit complacent. Don't be that like that, because look what happened on December the 26th. After making a low, after taking everybody out or faking everybody for a continuation lower, the market reversed and make a huge move to the upside, almost from 23,000, almost to 25,000 in one day. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a little delayed Santa rally. So Santa never disappoints us. And we had it the year before. We had a nice trending year. We had that, historically speaking, for the last 50 years. We also have window dressing. It is a phenomenon that is traded usually by hedge funds, and even the Santa rally, cornucopia trading, and January FAQ window dressing. These are all hedge fund strategies. strategies. I also teach these strategies because I also act in stocks in these strategies. I love to play swing trade. I love to trade window dressing. Window dressing, I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with it, but portfolio managers tend to ditch the low performers, the stocks that have been underperforming, and love to jump in dressing up their portfolios with high flying stocks. And also right after we have the January effect. Well, depending on how these number and how these phenomenons are happening in the market, indices tend to have a different behavior. For instance, Russell has the tendency to rally into the end of the year and also into January. The S&P and NASDAQ, even the Dow, tend to have a little bit of uptrending move as we're going into the end of the year. And in fact, this rotation right here that happened right on December 26th, a lot of traders did not take advantage of this because guess what? Traders came in to the market pretty much around January 7th after everything is all said and done. But that is about 300 to 400 points later. So why not take advantage of this? And by with the futures market, of course, with the stock market, because let's face it right now, with zero commissions into the stock market, you can actually trade the Qs and the spies if you have sufficient funds in your account. If you don't, you could take advantage of the futures market, because if you want to start trading futures, you would have to have about $5,000 to open a trading account. There are companies out there like TradeStation and Ninja. We work with both platforms. We actually, they are our official partner, and you can open an account with less than $5,000 and you could start trading a future. So as long as you have sufficient cash in your account to cover the margin requirement, you could actually trade futures. If you want to trade the stock market, you need to open an account with at least $25,000. And obviously, I recommend over $25,000, at least $30,000, because if you open the account with $25,000, which is the minimum requirement, if you lose one penny, your day trading requirement is out. So you can no longer trade any kind of stock. The reason why I like to trade the futures indices is because I have plenty of volume into them, and you can make more money if you know what you're doing. And I'm going to show you a slide to prove that to you. I basically trade the futures market from 9:30 in the morning until 10:30. The reason why I start at 9:30 is because there's a big block of news that is coming usually every day around 8:30, either from the European market or the US market. And by the time the market opens at 9:30 into 9:35, I like to see the reaction of those numbers that are coming out, and I want the market to digest that. I don't want to digest the price and try to guess which direction the price wants to go, but I want the market to resolve that for me, so I have a clear strategy as I'm heading into the New York trading session open. And whether it's a big pop or a big drop, I have my plan in place. So this represents the sweet spot for me. And from 9:30 to 11:30, I have the London session overlapping the New York trading session. So I have both. I have the benefit of volume from both trading sessions. The market closes. Of course, there are trading opportunities in the afternoon trading session. The price action is quite muted, especially into the futures market and even into the indices, even into the stock indices like U.S. buys and diamonds. Because in a very busy earnings season, you're going to see the bigger pop in institutional money come into the market in the first hour, in the first 2 hours in the morning. And then it's sort of like after in the afternoon trading session, you're going to get a muted reaction because there will be other earnings that will start after the market closes, and traders and investors will be waiting for those results. So therefore, you're going to have that muted kind of price action in the market. Of course, there are exceptions to the rules, and I have seen such exceptions to the rules even on option expiration. And by the way, we did have a big option expiration on Friday. Nothing unusual for the market on Friday. That's typical option expiration. The prices are pinned into certain values. And not only that, the price action tends to remain sideways and a low volume. So that low volume promotes more whips to the upside or to the downside, just basically taking traders out of the trade. And of course, there are other reasons for it. We don't have enough time to to get into that from the option standpoint. The other question that I receive is, can you trade the overnight trading session? And the answer is yes, you can. And if you have a full-time job, you could definitely benefit from trading the overnight price action. One thing that you should know is that typically if at the close, the index that you're trading is into an uptrend or a downtrend, it tends to continue into the Asian session. The Asian session is the only session that does not have algorithmic trading. And then at 2 o'clock, as the 2 o'clock Eastern time, the European market opens. And then at 3 o'clock Eastern, the London market opens. And there you would see a bigger influx. And of course, you have algorithmic trading that is very present in those markets because those markets are more liquid. So yes, you can trade the overnight trading session. I sometimes trade the overnight trading session. If trades happen to set up into 10 o'clock or 10:30, and then that is the last time when I look at the charts, and then I go to bed. And those types of trades that I take, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about time frames and what time frames I execute the trades on, and they're set and forget. So I have OCO orders. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't set alerts to wake up in the middle of the night. So the futures market offers you a lot of flexibility because the stock market is open from 9:30 to 4 o'clock Eastern time, 5 days a week, where the futures market is open about 24 hours a day, almost 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. So guess what? Geopolitical events do not wait for the market to open. Events just happen. And many markets that affect the U.S. markets trade outside of the U.S. market hours, whether it's Brexit, whether you're going to have anything that is happening, even geopolitically wise, into any time that is outside of the U.S. Trading session. The market will react to that. So would you rather wait until the market opens and you see yourself and you have a gap up or a gap down where you were not able to participate in the move? Or would you rather participate in the move via the futures market? One of the advantages of being a futures trader is that you can take a short position with ease. There's no uptick rule. So for those of you that are trading stocks, you know that, you know, the scanning process it's a little bit more elaborate. And I could tell you this because when I started my trading career, I started trading stocks. I've also been a prop trader for about 4 years. So I can tell you that I was very aggressive into trading. So I really know what I'm doing. It's sometimes you go through the scanning process, you find a stock that meets your criteria, and then you go and execute the trade and you forget to look whether it's easy borrow or hard to borrow. So you do all that homework. And then when you hit the button, you know, because if you're an active day trader, if you're day trading stocks, you obviously have to use a scanner or have a scanning system, but that is going to enable you to find some trades. And all these trades are executed probably in less than 1 to 2 minutes. So all this analysis is done super, super fast. And when the execution is, when you perform the execution, you find out that it's hard to borrow. On the futures market, you have very reliable volume. So if you want to trade the overnight trading session, yes, you can. You are not required to use a scanner, which is an extra cost. I use a scanner. You probably saw it on my screen, on my intro page when I showed you guys the layout when we began the presentation. On the right hand side, I do have a scanner. Well, that is about a $275 cost every single month, but I use it because I'm also a swing trader, and I also tend right now to trade a little bit more stocks as well. Guess why? Because zero commission, so that's very appealing to me. You don't need any special indicators to trade futures. I'm going to share with you some of the indicators that I use. So everything is all free from any kind of broker. And not only that, but you know, it makes it super, super simple. So you don't need any special indicators to trade. You have a lot of tax advantages. You have the 60-40 rule here in the US. You have no pump and dump. It is really safe from rumors, no manipulation, and no downgrades or upgrades. No downgrades or upgrades are going to affect your trading. As a complex trader that I am, I trade everything that you see here on board. Do I trade it every day? No, because if you take a look at softs, if you take a look at metals, if you take a look at grains and currencies, or even bonds, you don't trade them on a day-to-day basis. These are more swing trading material than anything else. Can you day trade oil? Yes, you can day trade oil. When day trading oil, you have to be very careful so you have a very clear, clean pattern where you can trade it, because oil has been pressured by the resistance bands and support bands. It's just dancing all around. Same with heating wall. Heating wall tends to be a little bit stronger. I just did a scanning yesterday with my students into the training room. So it tends to be, I also trade natural gas. So for instance, this year, I've only traded natural gas, I think 2 or 3 times. So these are swing trades, but they're very profitable because when they start moving, they tend to move fast to target. I also have initiated a trade and swing trade in natural gas this week. And by the way, the last trade that I have initiated in natural gas, I had to wait for 8 months for it to set up. So that's how much discipline you need to have. Also, I'm being right now, I'm in FCX as a stock, but I'm also monitoring copper because copper to me is very appealing. And once we're going to have it, once we are going to have the trade deal between US and China papered in and signed, I think copper is going to start exploding to the upside. And Jim was mentioning again, soybeans, you know, they have to eat. So of course they're going to have to buy it from somewhere. So agricultural products, I see an ascent in prices in those as well. So what do I trade? Basically, I focus on 4 charts. I focus on the mini Dow, the mini S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Russell. And I do have a selection criteria. So I'm not focused only on the mini S&P or I'm not focused on Russell. I tend to focus, for instance, on the influx that they're getting from stocks because now we are in full throttle earnings season and financials are reporting earnings. Definitely, we're going to have more volatility and more movement into the mini S&P or into the Dow, right? Goldman Sachs, et cetera, et cetera. JP Morgan, we did have Dow that actually had relative strength compared to the rest of the indices and had an ease and lift. And for me, the most important thing for a trader is that when I execute the trade, I want to see my trade fly to target faster. I don't want to be a sitting duck with my money. I don't want to sit on my money and have no movement. So basically, these are the 4 indices that I'm trading. And it's really hard to lose focus and when trading, when you're basically focusing on 4 charts. So what else do I focus on? Well, I mentioned this morning that I am a true believer in the market timing, and market timing is very important for me. I have developed a methodology, and this came from, like I said, I've been trading for over 20 years and actively trading. So this is what I do for a living. And I find that there are certain times in the market that works best. So what is the market tempo? The market tempo is basically you're having the initial impulse of the open, which happens at 8:30 precisely. And then if the market runs in one direction or another, it has a certain period. It tends to stall a little bit around 9:45, and then at 9:45, if it hits the brakes ever so slightly. So, you know, as you're driving towards an yield sign, you know, you're not stopping, but you're looking left and right and then going. That 9:45 is sort of that yield time into the market. And then you have the 10 o'clock reversal time. So if you have been into a position long, let's say from 9:30 into 10 o'clock, and very cautiously at 10 o'clock, you have to start pretty much choking the trade, because when you're trading aggressively and actively as a day trader from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, that means only one trade. It means that around 10:30, you have to make sure that you are going to lift your stops up, apply a trail. I never get out completely at my target, because there's one thing that differentiates a beginner trader, a newbie, and an experienced professional trader. Professional traders are never going to take all their money out at a specific target, because you have to let the market take you out by trailing, and you have to have a really good trailing method for you to make the big bucks into the market. At 10 o'clock is reversal time, around reversal time. Like I said, if your asset continue to move up at 10 o'clock, it's going to rotate and it's going to start to pull in. Depending on the pullback, whether it's going to be shallow or steep, around 10:30, it's going to try to reverse again. So that would be the time where you execute your first trade. So your first trade should be executed from and within the interval of 9:30 and 9:45. If there's a cluster, if there's nothing set up into 10 o'clock, then wait until 10:20 or so, as we're getting closer to 10:30 for execution. Also, time frames. What are the time frames that I focus on? I focus on the 2-minute, the 5-minute, and the 15-minute. Most of my trades, my high caliber trades, trades are executed on the 5 and the 15 minute. In a sideways market, I always wait for confirmation. I never buy off support and I never short off resistance. I want to let the price prove to me that it's ready to commit to the upside or to the downside before I commit to any kind of trade. And by the way, for those of you that are interested in my portfolio, we have a full transparent portfolio since we initiated our trading room. All the trades that were officially called with a timestamp into the trading room are posted into the performance portfolio that you can find on our website. It is under the trading room tab. So it's tradeoutloud.com/performance, or you could go to our website and click on the performance tab and you could see all the trades that are there. Trades that have been losing trades, trades that have been winning trades. You could see where I exited, where I entered the trade, where I exited the trade, et cetera, where my stop was, and so on and so forth. As a trader, you should not overcomplicate your strategies. I hear traders all the time, and I hear this from companies. Oh my gosh, I developed this strategy. Traders come to me. I developed this strategy. Fantastic. It's going to be amazing. You cannot reinvent the wheel. All these strategies are based on pullback buys or pullback sells or breakouts or breakdowns. So don't let anybody confuse you. There are only two big patterns if you're a day trader and of course, if you're a stock trader, you can add gaps here, and that's a gap strategy. They're not complicated to trade. But anyways, if you're a futures trader, focus on pullback buy sells or breakouts or breakdowns. That's all there is, and that's all it is. And it's a matter of finding the proper and it's basically trying to find the optimum place where to short or to go long. We have from the study that I have done, I do have proprietary timings. You're not going to find these anywhere on the internet. They're here for you. I'm sharing this free. We also teach in depth these timings and what to look for within these timings in the market. These are execution timeframes, so you don't waste your time or your money or the strategy that you're deploying on your execution. So 9:35, this is one of the execution times. 9:45 is the second. So if you have a setup that is developing at 9:35, that is a really good reliable. Of course, you have to make sure which trend you're trading in. 10 o'clock or 10:30. And of course, at these times, you have to measure the setups based on the entry, the stop, the target, the risk, and of course, the position sizing. So this is the trading plan all in one slide. Let me show you how this works on the chart. This is a 2-minute chart. And I know a lot of you guys in here may think, okay, 2-minute is way too aggressive. And I agree. If you're a beginner trader, zoom out. If you have been starting to trade futures just now or 5 months ago or even 6 months ago and you are not profitable, it is because you do not read the smaller time frame with accuracy. And the recipe for you is really simple. Just zoom your time frame. So if you're used to trading the tick charts are a bit more difficult for traders along with the 1 and the 2-minute charts. There are times when these come very handy, but not every single day. And if you want to go for the money in the market, reliable money in the market, if you want to read a clear direction, you definitely have to stick to higher time frames. Higher time frames means that you're going to apply more patience and you're going to have more clarity in your execution. But anyways, going back to the basic here with the 2-minute chart, remember what I said, trading is all about pullbacks, breakouts, pullback buys or breakouts. And of course, on the short side, breakdown and pullback sells. Here's a breakout example that happened right here at the open. This is the entry right here. It happened at 9:33. This becomes your stop. The reason why a lot of traders are getting stopped out of the trades is because they have no idea how to place stops. They go like, okay, I'm going to give it like $100 or $50 or I don't know, 1 point or 3 points or whatever, something generic, but it doesn't work like that. And I'm going to prove it to you. So professional traders, institutional traders, because let's face it, you are trading with some of the best traders of this planet. You're trading with portfolio, you're trading with hedge fund managers, you're trading with portfolio managers, you're trading with algos. Algos are nothing else by institutional traders that are giving their secret recipe, their secret sauce to computer programmers, and they're computing it into their program and they're executing it based on the trading plan that they are providing the programmer. So here's a quick example. This is a 9:32 push and you're getting a range again. And then at 10 o'clock, if you miss the entry, you can execute the trade here. If you're a away from your computer, and you could place the stop below the low of the range. Don't place it in between a candlestick or the bottom of the candlestick or the middle of the candlestick. Is not, and I repeat, is not a place where you are going to place a stop. And if you have learned that, please forget that immediately. You can find some information on how to place and where to place stops on the internet. I have no idea. But anyways, you have to learn. If you have been stopping out a lot and just don't know where to place stops, you got to learn how to do that before you continue. So don't do anything. Don't even pop up your computer anymore, your platform on Monday. Just learn how to do that before you do anything else. And then again, 11 o'clock is pretty much, you know, the time when things start to slow down a little bit. The London session closes at 11:30, and then you're pretty much going to have a sideways chop. Or if you're having a dynamic day like in this slide, then the price tends to levitate to the upside. All right, how can you get started on the day? Well, first off, before you even pop up your platform, you have to check for your economic releases. Then you have to check for earnings, because let's face it, earnings are the fuel for indices. Why do you think the indices are so sloppy outside of the earnings arena? Well, because there's nothing that is really pushing them. They're either waiting for a tweet, they're either waiting for an economic release, or, you know, something else. You have to perform your pre-market game plan. I'm going to show you really quick how a pre-market game plan looks like. You have to execute it every single day. The more time you spend and the more time you work your chart, the better it is. This is something that I do for my traders in the trading room, and these are some levels that there's not a, and by the way, this is not an indicator. You manually do this. So this is old fashioned trading. This is old fashioned institutional trading. This is how institutional traders are doing it. They're not using any sophisticated indicators. They're not browsing the internet to try to find an indicator where to find support, where to find a trend, or where to find this or that. No, you have to know and you have to learn how to do it. You learn how to do it, you're going to become a self-sufficient trader, independent of indicators, independent of a trading room, a chat room, or anything like that. So it's just going to be you and the chart. You also have to perform a multi-time frame analysis, and that is top-down analysis. You really have to do that, because if you're focused just on one time frame, let's say you want to trade just the tick chart, or you want to trade just the 2-minute chart, or even a 5-minute or a 15-minute chart, and if you're ignoring higher time frame, well, you're saying goodbye to your chance of having a successful trade, because your higher time frames are going to set the note, because you can see it right here, what I have noted on my chart. Why do you think I was bullish? And we were actually very bullish on the trading day, and we actually took a trade on Tuesday where we made... it was a trade in the Dow, because Dow was moving faster because it had earnings from JP Morgan, Citi, etc., big Dow components. And anyways, you get the picture. So I have marked some areas of interest on my chart. So I know that these areas that we have noted on the chart were confluence zones, and we marked it as such. For instance, this is a weekly reversal. Where did I get my weekly reversal? Well, I got it. Let me just take off the line here. Okay, so the weekly reversal came from the fact that, and by the way, weekly reversals are incredibly powerful. When you're seeing that, let's say if next week we're going to trade above this prior week's high, you're only going to think hold back buys. You're not going to go, I'm going to short because it's a high. That is the worst thing that you could do for your trading. Okay, so make sure that you mark those levels and that are influential for price and that are meaningful for price. For instance, last week, we had relative strength from the NASDAQ. NASDAQ executed not only a weekly reversal, but executed a monthly reversal. And once you have that going, you know, these are very important factors that can drive the price either higher or, of course, if they're testing support, then lower. This is what I watch, and this is what I project in my trading room and what I teach in my class for the traders to calculate for themselves. You could see it right here that I have all sorts of annotations that are helpful for traders, and you can create these for yourself. So for instance, we have the 79.20-ish level, stay long above. Here, bullish above, right? So all these lines were created on Monday, and traders were able to trade by those specific areas because we were in a sideways range, in a sideways market. We were able to trade off of those levels the whole entire week. But typically, you need to draw and you need to compile your information for the trade for the buys, and it's so super simple. I'm telling you, I teach this in my class in about an hour on how to do that, but it takes another 14 hours before we get into that. So you have to determine the support resistance areas, and the more far out you go on a higher time frame, the more you are going to understand how the market works. Why? Because if you're getting a buy set up or a breakout that is happening on a small time frame on the tick chart or the 1 minute chart or the 5 minute chart, and then if you stop out, I mean, let's face it, guys, how many times has this happened to you? You see a perfect setup and you go like, why the heck did I stop out? This was a perfect breakout or a perfect buy. Type a 3 in here if this has happened to you. And of course it happens, because if you're having a hard time frame, such as a 30 minute or an hour that is pointing lower, that's going to be a peekable high, and that's taking you in and getting you exit and then stopping you out, because you're not in sync with your time frame. Also, you have to determine the key trigger locations, like I did, and I showed you my lines on my chart. These are confluence zones, these are support zones, these are resistance zones from where the price is reacting. So I don't need a special indicator for that. It's all about price action. Thank you, Eva, and knowing how to read price action, become a self-sufficient trader, and not a follower, guys. You need to think for yourself, because in the long run, I find a lot of traders that are joining, you know, trading room, and especially we have the trading room open for everybody. But the thing is that the traders that are, and I call them program hoppers, they're coming in the trading room, they're spending 1 month or 2 months in there. They have no idea, because they don't have the discipline to trade. And they think that if you don't pop up 3 to 4 to 5 trades in a day or in a couple of hours, you know, they're wasting their time, where in reality, you're actually saving them from blowing up their account. And then they blow up their accounts anyway, because they don't have really good knowledge about how to trade. This is a very serious business, and you are in this game with some of the brightest minds in the industry. Okay, so let's get moving. I showed you the chart in NASDAQ. There's a lot of preparation that goes in this. And in fact, into the close on Friday, I don't typically trade on a Friday afternoon. I had one trade active into the Dow earlier on Friday, where we closed the trade after hitting target one. And by the way, target one is the easiest target to achieve. So you have to make sure that in your trailing process, you take a note of that. After hitting target one, we elevated our risk level to break even to have a risk-free trade. It's my favorite thing to do, to have a risk-free trade. The other thing is that in the afternoon, I don't typically trade an option expiration, and don't advise any beginner trader to trade on option expiration, because that is when you're going to blow your accounts and when you're going to lose a lot of money. And by not trading that one day, by not day trading that one day a month, it's totally going to save you a lot of money. Trust me when I tell you this. And then we took another trade in NASDAQ. I just kept on going back and forth, but yes, we took another trade in NASDAQ, and we made 10 points on a really crappy day that we had. So timeframes, they're not all created equal. There's a difference between day trading timeframes and swing trading timeframes. So day trading timeframes, and day trading is an income producing style of trading, where swing trading is a wealth generator. So you're having your money work for you in the market, and in day trading, you get in and get out. At the end of the day, you have your money, you can spend it. Timeframes that I take into consideration, tick chart. Tick chart only trade when I have really massive volatile moves. And that means the kind of volatility that we had last year. So this year, I have not used the tick chart. I do not like the tick charts because they're very fleecy, very, very flaky. I use the 1, 2, 5, and 15 minute timeframes because I have more clarity and I have a portfolio that can prove that to you. Wealth generator, and of course, for those of you that have a full-time job, you could trade the 1 hour, the 4 hour, the daily chart, the weekly chart, the monthly chart, and even the quarterly chart. I like to take trades off a 4 hour chart if you're trading in the overnight trading sessions, my favorite time frame. So when do I use the tick chart? Only in extreme volatile markets, when we have really, really crazy moves in the market like we had last year. And by the way, last year, 374 hedge funds have closed their doors. And we actually profited from last year. So we had a phenomenal last year. You could check our portfolio. We are actually having a much better year this year, because even though the market has been really squirrely, we're getting sharper because of the experience from last year's volatility. 1 minute, and by the way, I've been trading, like I said, for more than 20 years, and I'm telling you, this is a difficult market, but there are plenty of opportunities even in difficult market environment. Not all time frames are created equal. equal. So if you're using the 2-minute chart from when you wake up till you go to bed, and if you're losing money, then there it is. That's why you're losing money. Because when you're having, and especially when you're trading the New York trading session, I apply the 1-minute chart only from 9:30, and I kind of tend to zoom in into the 9:45, not even to 10 o'clock. And 2-minute, I focus on from 9:30 till 10 o'clock. 5-minute, I even eliminate the 1 and the 2-minute. I don't even want to look at that noise and chop because I'm focused on the 5-minute from 10 o'clock to 11:30, 15-minute from 11:30 to 2 o'clock, and then I'm going back to the 5-minute. If the market is choppy, I tend to stay on the 15-minute. Sideways markets, stay on the larger time frame, 15-minute. So all throughout this week, I've been staying on the 15-minute, and that was very good for us. So again, do you trade, and do I trade the overnight trading session? Yes, you can trade it. We teach this in our class, how to trade the overnight trading session. Remember, there are a lot of opportunities that happen. So if you're a swing trader, you have to trade the overnight trading session because that is literally a set and forget type of deal. Okay. Multi-time frame analysis, you have to start from the highest time frame. You can notice far right, and you zoom into the closest time frame. I use the monthly, the weekly, so I make sure that I analyze and see where the price is in relation to support, resistance, to prior highs, to every single element that is on my chart, whether it's issuing a continuation on the weekly, whether it's trading below, so I'm getting my bias, right? Where is the trading according to the moving averages and all that sort of information. The daily, by the way, we teach something super simple in class. When we talk about candlesticks and we teach about candlestick language, we talk about the fact that from one chart in this whole panel that you see here, you take a look at one chart, one candlestick on a specific time frame, you're going to be determining, you don't need a special indicator for that, the direction for the day. And then I go with the 1 hour, and these are also representing the analytical time frames if you're a day trader. And these charts right here, 1 minute, 2 minute, 5 minute, and 15 minute, these are execution time frames. Risk to reward. I often feel that traders need to start their trading careers by learning about risk and position sizing first. So before you hit the buy or the sell, consider and evaluate your risk. What if I told you guys, and this is a question I would like to interact with you if possible. What if I told you guys that now or on Friday, I made $1,500 on a trade? Would I be a good trader or a bad trader? Type a yes if I'm a good trader. Type a no if you think I'm a bad trader. But I made $1,500. Am I a good trader, guys? Am I a good trader? Okay. Well, Eva, thank you so much. Glenn, I hate to burst your bubble, but here's the thing. It's great that I made money, right? But what if I told you that I risked $3,000 or $5,000 to make $1,500? Would you still think I'm a good trader? Would you still think I'm a good trader? No, exactly. I suck, right? Because I bring, exactly, Dimitri, because I bring so much money to the table and then I'm collecting peanuts. But what if I told you that I risked $500 to make $1,500? Oh, of course. Okay. So the answer makes you think. The reality is that success in any trade can only be measured in terms of risk. And I saw this on social media. I see this. I don't know where they're getting our emails. I can swear I don't know, but I'm getting emails saying, oh, so-and-so made $37,000. So-and-so made, I was like, seriously? I mean, how much he or she was risking to make that money? So the next time when you see something like this, like so-and-so trader made $40,000 in a trade, think about this. How much was he or she risking in that trade? So what is risk? Risk is basically the amount a trader is willing to lose on a trade. This measure varies from trader to trader and depends on their account size, but it's also depending on their risk tolerance, because you could have a big account size, but you cannot digest. So it can put put pressure on you if they see that, I don't know, oh my God, I lost about $10,000 in a trade. So go down in size, something that you feel comfortable with. And this amount can be either a percentage or a set amount. So every time a trader hits the buy or the sell button, it opens the chance for a loss. Please remember that. That's why you need to know where to place those stops. Remember I said, like, guys, if you don't know how to place stops, don't trade anymore until you find out where to place a stop. Here's an example of the risk. So this is a trade that we've done in the trading room a while ago. And this is a sell. Trading below the 20 SMA, the high of the bar, it's 30. 30.13, and the high is 32.13. The entry is 30.11. This was one of those really nice situations where we had a tight stop for our trade. And this was a 15-minute chart, by the way. So the risk in this trade is 2 points, okay? You don't always get that with the mini S&P. So you typically you get a 5 to 10 point stop if you're trading on 15 minutes. But guess what? Where's the target? So first off, before getting into a trade, you have to make sure that you measure the difference between your entry, your stop, and where it wants to travel. Where's the next support zone? And this is, in this case, is a new support zone, which is the low of the day. So potential reward is 305. So basically, I'm risking 2 points in this trade to make 6 points. So this is a good risk to reward ratio. The other thing is that in this particular case, it's a buy. So it's a buy. It's a rotation off the 50 SMA, 5 minute, nice and clean, proving it wants continuation higher. The entry 225, the stop 215. So in this case, the stop is about 10 points. This was a very, very generous day, by the way, because typically the stops are a little bit wider. So anyway, so the risk was about 10 points. The risk is about 30 to 35 points in the Dow if you want to take a really high caliber trade. But you have to have the patience to wait for these setups to happen. And the reward in this case is 25 points back into target one, into resistance. And then you can see why here, this is a perfect example why you don't take your profit at target, okay? So if you have learned that, hey, you know what? I'm going to take my profit. Target is target. I'm going to take my money. You've learned it wrong because you need to have the market take you out, okay? So this is a continuation higher. You see that it continued higher. So let's do the math. Like I said, I risked 2 points in the S&P, made 6 points. If you were using one contract, that's $100 per contract. You made $300. That's a really good trade. You can feel good about yourself that you executed a good trade, because sometimes it happens that you start trading and you say like, oh my God, I'm going to get in here and see if I get something. And then you get, let's say, $300 or $400 on that trade, but you shouldn't feel good about that trade because you probably jumped in or anything like that. So you have to make sure that you're doing the right trade every single time. And the Dow, we talked about it. Yesterday, like I said, choppy session. And this is a trade that I saw this consolidation. I love consolidations. I'm like the breakdown queen when it comes to ranges. And we took this trade. We had a measure move in this trade and we trailed out. After it went up about 15 points, we trailed with 10 points. All right. These are some levels that I showed you guys before, long above. And this is from yesterday, the mini S&P. Really nice gift and an inside bar right here and continuation higher. I was on my lunch break, so I didn't take this trade. But guess what? If you know how to trade, and traders that take my course, they know what to look for. So therefore, they can take advantage of these really nice dips. And there you go. You have a really good recipe and know how to trade safe and how to buy the dip and take advantage of huge moves that happen in the market. This week, we also had, we didn't have many trades this week, but this was one of the trades that we took. It was RTY with the entry at 30, and we had a 10-point move. So as you can see, this is a methodology that teaches you how to make the big bucks in the market by applying patience and market knowledge. It's not about scraping 1 point or 3 points or 5 points or anything like that. No, that's for newbies, amateur hour. It's not for a professional trader. And trust me, you're not, if you're a scalper, you're not going to last in this business for more than 2 to 3 years. You're going to burn yourself out. And plus, you're going to send your broker on a nice trip to Hawaii because you're going to be paying like him a lot in commission. So the success of the trade can only be measured if you're taking into consideration risk. And before taking the trade, you definitely need to evaluate the risk and the risk potential. And now I'm going to jump in a little bit to the end right here. These are some of the reviews that we have. And these are our clients, 100% of our clients. These are verified orders. So they prove that they have purchased our classes. And this is what we offer for education. So basically, trading is it's not that hard. It's like learning how to drive. You know, at first, it could be overwhelming. Remember how you were when you were 16 years old or 18 years old. You have to keep track of gas, the brakes, the mirrors, so you don't crash. But once you get used to it all you have to worry about is your destination. So everything else comes as second nature. And the same thing is with trading. You have to keep track of your entry, your stop, where are you placing those, market condition, take profit, et cetera, et cetera. Once you get used to it, it becomes instinctive and you don't have to worry about anything else than counting your profit. We do start our next staple class. It is the Futures Day Trading course that I start teaching on Monday. It is a 6-day class. It is a comprehensive class. Also, it is not meant only for futures. All the strategies are applicable for stocks. It is a 6-day class. It is live online. It starts on Monday, October 21st, and Monday is the deadline. We also have included with this trading lab for 30 days. You will be trading with me for 30 days. You'll be hearing me. You're going to be seeing my screen. And I'm not just analyzing the stock, or I'm not just analyzing the futures index for you or the commodity. No, I handhold you and I show you exactly, and I call precise entries, precise stops, precise targets, and I trail the trade live on the mic with you. And you're going to be able to see where I got in. I'm going to do a screen share of that so you can see every position. I take all my trades. So I put my money where my mouth is. For class curriculum, we don't have time to go through the class curriculum. Feel free to email me and I will send you the full class curriculum, no obligation. This is a live class. It is 2-hour modules. You're going to also receive the on-demand recordings. If you can't make it to the live class, you have the on-demand recordings. You have unlimited live retake for the class. Starting with next year, we're going to be charging for retakes for new students that are joining starting with January. We have unlimited support. You have access to me almost, not quite 24/7, but from 9 o'clock in the morning until 10:30 at night. You can text me, email me, etc. Cite me, whatever is convenient for you. We provide you with the manual. You're also going to get the professional platform layout. You could ask questions, interact with me. You get risk charts so you know how to position size, and way much more. So bottom line, we teach you everything from A to Z, how to become a proficient trader, how to become a professional trader, and also how to start making money the right way in the market. So this class is Monday through Friday from 4:15 to 6:15 p.m. Eastern. We're giving you a one bonus day for class implementation where we put everything together, because it's not about strategy. It's not about only position sizing. It's about how you put everything together. And beginner traders don't know that, and they often focus on only just the strategy. As a bonus only for you guys that are here today, so only for you guys, and this bonus is available, like I said, only if you sign up by tonight. We're going to include the swing trading course for free, which is a $4,995, but we're going to be sending you the recording for that class. So it's not going to be the live class. It's going to be the recording for that class. And again, the deadline is tonight at midnight. So starting on Monday, the class tuition is $4,995. We do have installments available. So guys, I was the last presenter here. I would like to thank you for being here with us today. Really appreciate your time. And I hope you guys have an amazing and profitable week next week. And it's going to be a very busy, busy, busy week. So from David and I wish you guys a great weekend. And I hope to see you soon at a next event.
And if you want to get the recordings, they will be on timingresearch.com as soon as I can get them posted. You can also go to YouTube and search for the Timing Research, my Timing Research channel there on YouTube. Or if you want to listen to just the audio only version of any of the presentations today, you can go to your favorite podcast app or network and search for Timing Research, and the presentations will be posted there as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.